בוקר חסדך להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך ואמונתך בלילות
בעשיריות.
Preparation in the tents.
זה מתוך המאמר שנלמד עכשיו.
This is from the article we're going to study now.
על ידי זה שהוא לומד תורה.
By studying the Torah with the intention to reach the truth, that is, that he will truly be the server of the Creator. The servant of the Creator, meaning that by observing Torah and mitzvot, he does not mean to work for himself, meaning that he will receive reward. Rather, he wants to observe Torah and mitzvot. As our sages said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice. That is, he learns Torah as an advice by which he will reach to truly become the servant of the Creator. So we are entering a lesson together. Let's see how we truly enter this lesson really together and in order for the Torah to do what it says here, that it will truly be a study, Torah Lishma, for her sake. Read it again? Okay. By learning Torah with the intention to achieve the truth, meaning to really be a servant of the Creator, meaning that by observing Torah and mitzvot, he does not mean to work for himself, meaning that he will receive reward. Rather, he wants to observe Torah and mitzvot. As our sages said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice. That is, he learns Torah as an advice by which to truly become a servant of the Creator. Truly, to be a servant of the Creator means, as I understand it, that I'm serving, working. The whole ten is one servant, one worker, and out of our efforts to integrate and to connect at that place of the common demand that it would be one demand, then we discover precisely what all of us together are lacking, and each one of us also, and over that we can ask for the light. This light is what will bring us out of that degree of the still, will find in us that point of the common vegetative, and it will start to develop, it will start to be alive somehow. This is our exodus from Egypt. There is a nice article by Rabash in that Passover. Pesach means that he is skipping over all of the Egyptians, all of the descents, and collecting all of the points of the Jews. This is how it is in the ten. All the sparks of connection, of the common feeling, gather together, and where there is a sufficient critical mass, then we break through outside, upward. Yes, we are gathering here, each one with his yearning, each one with his effort to annul himself, to make himself zero. And by that, we give we allow the light, the Creator, the Lord, to spread between us and give us that common force that we're trying throughout the lesson to generate together. The light that we awaken during the lesson connects us, and it will bring us out of the wilderness, out of Egypt. We're in a very special time, Passover, Pesach. It's like this washing machine that washes us, cleans us, connects us, and will succeed. Yes, that's all we need, just the reforming light, and only out of the attempt, this desire, this prayer to connect between us and to truly be as one, by that we can draw the light and truly come out of Egypt. And this, more or less, is our only possibility to become human beings, the only possibility to become Bnei Adam, human beings, that we will truly ask for the reforming light, for the friends. And we have 4 hours right now ahead of us to make an effort, as much as possible, to truly make an effort together to bring him contentment. Yes, the most important is to be in joy and gratitude to the Creator that we are here, that we are together, and can study about actions of bestowal and love, and then light will come and correct our nature and make it into an altruistic nature. Yes, and this nature is actually the nature of the deficiency that we want together to acquire, truly a deficiency for bestowal, that the light will come and develop us, and that truly there would be in us both the desire to be together out of the yearning that we will create in us together, and also a deficiency truly for bestowal. And the deficiency for bestowal, for that, it won't help us. That's what I heard yesterday, all the books, and even if everything will be open before me, the lessons or whatever, if I'm by myself and I have nobody to be impressed by, nobody to be jealous of, nothing will help. This is the this component that we have of mutual help. It is truly critical here, as much as we, each one of us, appreciates the friends throughout the lesson and in general, throughout the workshop, how much we can get from them. Such an impression that they are already in an ambition, in a state where all of their thoughts are only for the friends, for the ten. Only to that extent, I can also want to be with a deficiency to bestow. Yes, and this week we learned that specifically the rejection from that is the revelation of the Creator's control on the level of the still. How much each time anew entering the ten, the study, it's by way of coercion, not by one's own desire. Specifically from that place where we make efforts together above that, this is the additional exertion, the desire to come out of the control. This is what builds our independence, our aspiration for freedom. This is the opening for the degree of the vegetative. Truly, each moment one is coerced until he says, I want, and then a new reality opens. Yes, this force of the vegetative that exists between you, that greatness of the Creator, that yearning that you have for the Creator. There is none else besides Him, your connection to Him, which is greater than what I have with Him. It's a huge motivating force. It creates huge envy, not to miss out, not to stay behind, just to run behind you. And this is a huge force that is advancing us towards the goal. We will try to build a special prayer, a common prayer, that the light will come and connect us, and we will bring contentment to the upper force. Yes, and we will also be in great gratitude for the privilege that we have to do the work of the Lord, and a privilege to be in contact with the light, the privilege that is even giving us, allowing us to connect between us, to even think about connection. Great gratitude. It feels to me like this cold engine that we have to start warming up again and again, warm it up each time anew, each moment, every hour, in every Zoom meeting, in every lesson. And this is the exertion that I guess Eran mentioned. Each time anew, these are the additions, and this is the accumulative effort of all of us together. We are like these parts of soil around the seed in our tent, the seed that needs to start growing and coming closer to the Creator and reach bestowing upon the Creator. And this is happening right now. He writes, in the same article, he writes the following. A person should believe, even though he is in a state of loneliness, that is, that the body does not agree with this work, that is, to work for the sake of heaven, nevertheless, the Creator enjoys it, since in the state of loneliness, a person feels that he needs the Creator to help him. Therefore, one then has tight contact with the Creator, since he feels that he has no other way, and only the Creator can save him and deliver him from this loneliness.
La 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 la